Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us. Hello guys and welcome to another episode. This is the West Ham preview. So hopefully this is a better result than the last three. So as always, I'm back with Callum and we're going to start by doing our lineup. So what is your lineup, mate? I mean, do you change it? Do you keep it? Let's see what players you bring in. Try interested to see what you do with this one.
Well, I think you can guess what's going to happen. So, of course, we're going to have Emi Martinez in goal.
Not Steer, no. Just joking. Okay.
I've seen Solo, you know, the Finnish guy, but no. But Martinez is the goalkeeper. That's what it's going to be all season, unless COVID and restrictions have any problem to do with it. Then we're having a back four. I hope Smith's listening. Fucking back four. Cash, Concert, Mings, Target. Very nice. Go back to the basics. Go back to the way that got us all the wins last season. And then we're going to go for holding two of McGinn and Louise. Three behind the striker of Buendia, Ramsey and Bailey, and then up front, Danny Ings.
Oof. Do you know what? That's exactly my squad.
So, I think you're just copying me.
Yeah, copying your own work, mate. That's all it is. No, let's all be honest. We're all desperate to see Bailey Scott start. I want to see it happen. I mean, I would like to see Sanson maybe feature at some point coming on. That'd be quite nice to see. But yeah, mate, I'm completely with you. I think that's the strongest squad. And yeah, back to the old 4-3-3. I think it's just the way to go.
Well, I was doing 4-2-3-1, but you know.
Yeah, okay. All right. Tomatoes. All right. But how do you expect it to go? Because West Ham are clearly on a flyer at the minute, which is a worry.
Yeah, you know, they've actually, you know, they've just beat Spurs, and that's quite big for them. You know, they've, what are they, seventh? No, fourth in the table, sorry, that's an old one. Yeah, West Ham are currently fourth in the table, 17 points, so 7 points clear of us. Won three of the last five, including that Spurs game. You know, they can score goals, which is a big problem for us because we seem to concede a lot of goals recently. So that could be a problem. And they like to kind of play similar to how we do, you know. They love to have a striker running behind. They love to use the flanks. Well, we don't love to do that recently, but, you know. They love to the midfield. They're very tall on set pieces. You know, they've got Zuma, Ogbonna, Suchet, Rice, Antonio. So, you know, it's going to be a strong side in the air. So we need to get on a set-piece defensive game, you know, and hopefully we can actually defend some set-pieces this week. It's going to be very tough. I'm actually not too confident, after the Arsenal game. I think we were going into the Arsenal game with some confidence somehow, and look what that got out of it. We've only won two of our last five with three losses in a row right now. You know, a big result for West Ham last weekend, and they've definitely got the squad to go and beat us. And yeah, as you can probably tell, I'm not that confident really, and I can't even say it depends on what Villa turn up, because I don't think whatever Villa turns up, it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm not confident in this game at all. I do think we're not going to come away with a win. I mean, I could be shocked, as I have been, you know, especially at the United game and that. But yeah, I'm not going in full of confidence. I was more confident in the Arsenal game than I was this one. And like you said, that they caused us trouble last season as well. Been a bit of a bogey team of late. And they did double up on Jack last season and he struggled hugely. And they've just been superb. I mean, when everyone saw David Moyes take over West Ham, it was kind of like, really? Bit of a stopgap, but he's actually done as well as he did at Everton, I suppose, where he was kind of like a bit of a coup of a manager at the time. So, yeah, I'm not confident at all. I think we can't, I'm going to say this as I do every week, but if we won our game and we play the way we can, you know, they've got Johnson there right back now, you know, a young fullback coming through the ranks, you know, Bally should be able to tear him a new one. Buendia, you know, trickery and all that, you know, there is something to be hopeful of, and a bit of lime like that, we should be able to get round them and get, you know, get a, you know, sneaker win. Because I just think that if we can get a win again on the board, I think it will kick on again. But again, I'm not expecting much. All I can say at the very, very least, I just want a better performance than we did against, obviously, Arsenal, which was right up there with one of the worst under Smith. So, yeah, so to be honest, I'm not expecting much, but we have to play these fixtures, unfortunately. We can't play Newcastle every week. So what is your expected scoreline? What do you think the scoreline is going to be?
Oh, just to put the confidence out there even more, we've not actually beaten West Ham since the end of the 2014-15 season when Tom Cleverley scored.
Records there to be broke, mate.
We've not won at their place in, oh, Jesus Christ, we've got to go a long, long, long way back. Too long, I'm not even going to figure it out. If Smith stays with the five at the back, I'm not sure we'll score. It will also depend on his lineup and the players he starts from the from the beginning.
Yeah.
If we do set up in a 4-2-3-1, you know, it's going to be the same setup as a West Ham have played for the last few games. I'm really not confident. So I'm going to say 2-1 West Ham.
I'm going to go 2-2, and I reckon if anyone's going to score, it's going to be one of these three. It's either going to be Benny Rama on the return, you know, the Dino Smith ex-player. It's going to be Gerard Bowen, who was heavily linked to us for a good 18 months. Or it's going to be Mikel Antonio,
mm-hmm.
who loves the Villa. So it's going to be one of the three. So pick your hat out of them three for the two goals. And then for us, I think Bally's going to score because it's going to be his first start. And I can see the old Danny Ings popping up, as he always does, for the second.
I think that Johnson's going to score for West Ham. Now you've slagged him off.
Oh, don't say that. Don't ruin it. Again, it's a bit of a short one. I think the reasons why they're quite short podcasts at the minute is obviously there's not much to be happy about.
Bloody depressing, isn't it?
Just a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like when we were doing the 10, I wish we were doing podcasts back in when we were doing the 10 game, you know, wins in the championship, because the podcast have been about 3 days long. But we didn't know how to do it. We didn't know how, otherwise we would. But here we are. Depressed and sad.
There we go. I found out. The last time we beat West Ham at their place was in 2008-09 season, 20th of December.
Oh, thank you, Wikipedia.
And look at that. Jesus Christ. I mean, must have won. They had Rob Green in goal.
Do you know what? I didn't mind him when he was at Norwich. I thought he was all right.
Well, this is at West Ham.
Yeah, I mean, like when he was coming through the ranks at Norwich and he played, I was like, do you know what? It's not that bad.
Hey, you know when we're struggling when we brought Rio Coca on at right back.
Oh, that's an O'Neill, that is. Pinky O'Neill, that was. He used to love a right back out of position. Do you know what the thing is? We had Luke Young at the time, and I rated Luke Young quite highly. I thought he was superb. And then I used to see him sit on the bench, and then there was Rio Coca at right back, Gardner at right back. Do you know what I mean? Feel sorry for the lad. There you go. Before we go, the new fun game we've added to this season is build a side. So, add to the two sides, build your starting 11. So, who are you going to goal, mate? We'll go position to position. What's your formation first, actually? Might be easier.
Oh, I've got no idea. I'm probably going to go 4-2-3-1. Do love a 4-2-3-1, me.
All right, I'll go 4-3. I'm going to go 4-4-2. I'm going for it. Okay, so who you got in goal?
Is this off current? Are we doing it off current form or are we doing it as...
Whatever. You just pick out the two keepers who you'd rather have.
I'll go with the flow, me. Jed Steele. Martinez.
Good lad. Martinez as well. What's your defence?
Very, very contradictive, I suppose. I'm going to go with Cresswell, Ogbonna, Zouma and Matt Cash.
I'm going with that.
You're going to go what?
I'm going with our back four. I'm sticking. I've got faith in the boys. Faith. Do you know what? I don't mind Ogbonna. I don't. But I like Cash. I like Konsa a lot. And I was on an hour in between Ogbonna and Mings, but I don't know because I know Mings are going to eat Eru in him. But I just think an on-form Mings is colossus. So I'm going to go for the big man. I'm going to go keep the captain in. You've gone 4-2-3-1, haven't you? So what's your team?
Now this is probably the trickiest of places. I was quite tempted to go Souček and McGinn, but I've gone Souček and Rice.
Yeah, I'm the same. Souček and Rice. You can't knock either at the moment. Sticking with that as well. You got three, haven't you?
Yeah.
And I've got two, so I'm 4-4-2. So yeah, what's your three?
What is my three? That's a good question. Let's go with Bowen. Ramsey and Bailey.
Okay, well, I've gone two because I've gone 4-4-2. So mine's Bailey and Bowen. And your front one? And I'll have my front two then.
Front one, Antonio.
I've gone Danny Ings and Antonio. So we weren't too far away, to be fair, between the two sides. So it's not too bad. There you go, guys. I know it's a bit of a short one. Like we say, we are depressed. We don't want to keep talking about how bad we are. So we'll leave it there. Thank you guys for listening. And we will see you hopefully for a positive 3-hour long West Ham review where we win 7-2.
Well, before we go,
yeah,
we have got some quite decent news that I've just found out. That West Ham play Wednesday night. We're recording this on Monday night. So they play Wednesday night at home to Man City.
Do you know what, though? Didn't Arsenal play in the week?
Yes.
Yeah, so, do you know what I mean?
And
we'll get our hopes up.
Then, the Thursday, so we play Sunday. On the Thursday, they've got to go to Genk in the Europa League. And then they've got Liverpool on the next Saturday. So
we've got a chance here. This is what you're saying to me. See, now I'm
giving us false hope. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, thanks. That's really what I don't need, to be honest with you, because now I'll be like the same for the Arsenal game. Do you know what's gone extra? You know, I can't think who got injured. I think Saka got injured. Okay, we got chance here. No, even bigger chance. Here we go. It's in our favour. And then we got royally spanked. So thank you, Callum, for that.
If anyone's a sniper, you know, when you want to take anyone out, you know.
Yeah, just aim for Antonio, that's fine. No problem. lost my train of thought, but yeah, okay. Thank you, Callum, for that. Thank you for the false hope we're going to get, and hopefully it comes to fruition and we win. And then, like I say, we'll do a nice 3-hour long, keep everyone bored on podcasts for that long. But no, in all seriousness, thank you guys for listening. I know it's not been the best of time as Villa fans, but stick together as we do. And we see you for the review. Thank you, guys, and up the Villa.
Jed Steer hat trick.
Do you know what? He's probably got more chances at the minute than Watkins. And do you know what? I feel really slaggy off for saying that because Watkins was my boy last season. But, you know, when have Villa fans ever been fickle?
Hashtag bring back the Scottish Cafu.
Well, no, I don't think the Polish Forest lad's doing that bad. So, you know, not too bad. yeah. Thank you, guys, and see you next week.